The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
At midnight tonight, a mandatory vaccination policy for aged care workers comes into force in WA. There are concerns this could spark job losses and resignations in a sector already plagued by staff shortages. But in WA, there is one facility that's proving mandatory vaccinations can work and work without animosity. Swan Care in Bentley has a vaccination rate of 99% among its staff. So what can we learn from them? Joining me now is Swan Care's CEO, Graham Francis. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, Ben. Thank you for having me.
And so, how have you managed to get 99% of your staff vaccinated without any resignations?
Look, it wasn't an easy task, and I know in your intro you made it sound pretty easy, but a lot of collaboration, a lot of working communication with the staff first up, but we had a really good working relationship with the WA Health Department as well, and we... Through their connections, we were able to have on-site clinics at Bentley. We've got four on-site nursing homes in Bentley, something like 600 employees. And with the help of the health department, we found it easier if we actually brought the COVID vaccination clinics on-site to work, and that really helped lift the vaccination rate. And, that helped us push through. I actually checked the figures last night. We're sitting just a bit below 99%. We're around 98%.
Oh, so only 98%.
I counted that last night because I wanted to make sure. We've got about 15 staff of the 600 that are still unvaccinated. So there's a couple of people that, for a variety of reasons, haven't been able to get the jab. But that's not going to cause any problems with managing shift rosters and things like that. So we're able to cover with the employment that we have, with the numbers we have. So, yeah, look, it's all good. But as I say, we wouldn't have got it done without the help of the health department and the on-site clinics, which I think was something that was not just unique to Swan Care, but other organisations also were able to tap into that. But it certainly made things easier. Mm. The other thing too, Ben, anecdotal more than anything else, but the increased communication and accessibility to Pfizer also made a huge difference as the process went on. There was probably some hesitation early about AstraZeneca for some of our staff, but when the Pfizer accessibility opened up, that also increased the rate. So yeah, now look, our staff are very passionate. You know, they know that by them getting vaccinated helps to not only protect themselves, but more importantly, provides a better environment and helps to protect the residents that they care for. So it really wasn't an issue, and I would say that would be pretty typical for most aged care workers, in the sense that they are very compassionate and are very focused on caring for the residents. So having a vaccination jab to provide a better and safer environment is not really too much of an issue.
Mm. And so just to try and take some more away from your experience, because there are a lot of companies at the moment who are talking about introducing mandatory vaccination, and they're not being forced to, like your industry. But I'm curious to know, in those early days after this legislation was proposed and passed, that it would become compulsory for people working in the aged care sector, what were your staff who were reluctant to get the vaccine initially saying to you? And what were they worried about, and how did you go about easing those worries?
Yeah, look, a good question. Aged care staff in general are quite used to getting vaccinations. We have to have a flu jab. To work in an aged care facility, you have to have a flu vaccination, and that's been in place for quite some time. You know, and that's compulsory for not only staff, but also residents. So if you want to go to an aged care facility, you have to have a flu jab. So it wasn't an over-the-top impost, if you know what I mean, in terms of applying another need to have a vaccination. I can certainly understand and empathise with people that don't want to be vaccinated, and that's their choice. And we've got some staff that who have got some inherent health issues and are seeking exemptions from vaccination, and that's fine, and we'll work around that. But look, we didn't have any immediate knockback, Ben, I have to say, from the requirement, because it's kind of ingrained in what aged care workers do.
In the paper today, in a story about this topic, the United Workers Union aged care director said that even just a drop-off of 6% of staff, if they didn't want to get the jab, could push the sector into crisis. Just how is the staffing situation going in your industry, and do you foresee that being a problem, or do you think that most aged care facilities will be like yours and, as you say, on compassionate grounds and being used to the of getting vaccination as part of the job, will go along with this legislation and there won't be this drop-off of staff?
I don't think there'll be, well, from our experience, there won't be an immediate drop-off in staff because of the imposition of the vaccinations. But having said that, acquiring and recruiting staff in aged care generally is a huge challenge for the sector. And we're not immune from this. So whilst we have good vaccination rates and solid staff numbers at the moment, it's a very, very volatile industry. People are moving out of it and in quite frequently. And getting staff and getting the right staff is a challenge, and there's no doubt about it. I can concur with what the unions are saying, that that there is pressure on staffing anyway. So a small drop-off due to having the requirement to be vaccinated will cause a problem, but the problem existed before this vaccination imposition was put on the industry. Just getting staff is a challenge, something that we're working hard on. I know other providers and my peers are also doing the same thing, and we've got some options happening to recruit, but it is a challenge for the sector, there's no doubt about it.
Mm. And so back to vaccination and it being applied across other industries, do you have any advice for those companies that are thinking about bringing in mandatory vaccination and what they can do, I guess, to bring employees along in a way that is compassionate and gets results?
Yeah, that is another good question. Look, it goes back to communication. I would advise any of the organisations that are proposing it, and it has to be around workplace safety, providing a safe environment for your workers, particularly with a lot of interaction with the community. It's communication. I would advise, listen to the facts, probably not social media so much. Getting the vaccination is the best way for us to get an overall protection. And, I do understand why people don't want it, but I can't see the sense in not having it if it's going to provide a safer environment for in a workplace.
Yep, I think that is 100% right. Swancare CEO Graham Francis, thanks for joining us on The West Live.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you.